Sex Bomb, and we're here to make you think about death and get sad and stuff.
I'm hearing voices, animal voices, the tremor of cold, the feminine atmosphere, reaching my threshold, staring at the truth till I'm blind.
Tick tock, tick tock. Fish are talking, what the cock? And they have little clocks with the little mice running round, running round, running up, running down, running round. And you know what? How's it going, Jazzy?
Hey.
Do you have your head screwed on correctly today?
I always have my head screwed
on. Are your feet in the proper location upon your vessel?
Yes.
Do you
Why wouldn't
know
they
the
be?
Metaphor of what a vessel is?
I heard a lot of breaking up there.
You did?
Yeah, I heard like Robo Zombie trying to come out.
Man! Is he still roboting?
No.
Robot, robot, robot. Robot, robot time. Robot, robot, robot. Robot, robot, all of lime! Not so much?
No, we're good.
Okay. Well then, we've passed the robot stage of today's event. And mind you, there's probably no... Wait a sec, what's with this about the Radio Nations? Hey, look, Jack's here! Who else is here? We got Jack, we got Matthew, we got somebody hiding. We don't know who they are yet because they're still Wuggy.
Can we still call them Wuggy Cutie when they change their name?
Sure!
I like that name.
Wuggy Cutie had a hair. Wuggy Cutie was not a bear. Wuggy Cutie couldn't care because Wuggy Cutie was... I don't know what else is there.
I don't know. You're the poet.
I am? When?
Yeah.
When did that happen? Who said I was a freaking poet?
When you write the zombie poetry, duh.
What are you talking about? What are you talking about,
young lady? You write zombie poetry, and you know it.
I don't know
what you're talking about. You rhyme all the time.
All the time?
All the time.
I talk and rhyme?
Yes, you do.
I don't eat no lime.
There you go, rhyming again.
I don't know what you're going on with this time.
I'm telling you, you rhyme all the time.
I think you're on drugs.
Maybe.
I think you're freaky. But I still like you.
I'm glad you still like me.
But you know what?
What's up?
Chicken butt?
Ugh.
Flatulence will not be supported on this show, just so we all know. We get that out in the beginning, and we will just say, bingo.
No flatulence.
We have a no flatulence rule here. However, I did watch two movies this weekend.
Oh?
And I'm again trying to remember which... Oh, I remember one of them. One of them was Looper. I was surprised. I actually enjoyed the movie.
I believe I have heard of that one.
Oh, and Oz the Great and Powerful. I've enjoyed that one, too. Not a big fan of Franco.
Really?
Yeah, he's kind of... he really needs the right movies to be in for me to enjoy him as an actor. He's okay. It doesn't take it away or anything like that. But he's... I enjoyed the movie. I just wasn't really enthused about him as the... as Oz. However, Mila Kunis, or however you pronounce her name, as the Wicked Witch, man, she was awesome! And Rachel Weisz, also as a Wicked Witch, also awesome! Yeah, it was a fun movie. It was one of those... It works good for kids. It works good for adults. As long as the adults are not expecting much more in the way of scary or anything else really weird, wacky, whatever. But the flying baboons, they were awesome. I like this word awesome. Yo.
I say that word too much.
What, awesome?
Yeah.
Well, as soon as you start saying awesome sausages, let me know.
Awesome sausages?
Yeah, that's my saying. What's that?
I thought your saying was yo. Because saying yo a lot.
I don't say yo a lot. I only say that when there's like things to be putting in. When you, as Rambo says, when you can't quite say yes and you don't want to quite say no, you say yo.
Okay, then.
And I'm not making that quote up. That is a Sylvester Stallone quote. You can quote him on it. I heard him. It was on the thing and the thing and the thing thing over there. I don't know where, but it's there.
The thing but, and the thing?
So, with the Oz and Great and Powerful. Spoiler alerts for anybody who's worried about these things. Anybody who hasn't seen it that is going to care and concern themselves? No, nobody seems to be. So, there's enough spoiler alert. If you want to do it, just mute for a minute. And I'm going to talk a bit about this movie. Visually, beautiful movie. Cute, stunning, all that wonderful, visually type cool, neat stuff goes on. However, the biggest problem I had with the movie was the ending. It wasn't there. So, they have the whole conflict, and resolution. Great! The resolution's resolved! However, the movie sets up one type of story, then slows into a nice fantasy story. Great! Wonderful! And then it just ends there. What normally happens when you have that kind of construct in a storyline, you have another ending, which is the parallel, the metaphor, that whole bit in the middle was, oh, and it was all just a dream, and everything worked out well in the end. That part was missing. I was really disappointed about that.
Aww.
But.
We don't like disappointed zombies.
Me neither. Because you know what happens with disappointed zombies?
We need to give them more cookies.
I got them sitting right there for the break time. Because you know what? Chicken bot. I don't know what that means either, but I'm going to throw it out every once in a while, because you know what? I say that.
Mm-hmm.
And then, Jack and Matthew are having this whole conversation going on in the chat room. I don't know what it's about anymore. Huh. I think they're making fun of you, Jazzy.
I don't think so.
Mm-hmm. Yep. No,
Why
I think
would
they're
they
making
make fun of me?
Because you like Twilight? Sorry, I didn't mean to throw that in there. Moving on. So the other movie you watched was Looper. Are you familiar with this movie?
I believe I've heard of that one, and I do believe I want to see it.
Interesting movie. Liked it. I kind of think that Bruce Willis is still trying to find that really cool, cutting-edge, top-notch, gritty noir movie that he did in 12 Monkeys, and is not quite finding it. I enjoyed him in this movie. Hey, Gerg's here. Hey, Gerg. Gerg's in the chat room, by the way.
Hey, Gerg.
He's the mouse. Who's not left the house? Oh, yes, Jack. Oz had flying monkeys. They were cool. Okay, they're still talking about thing. Fine, I'm not gonna worry about them anymore. Oh yeah, I will, but not right now. So Looper, time travel story. The funny thing is I guess the time travel part of it right, because it doesn't even talk about it. You know, it alludes to the concepts as to how. Yeah, I know. And this comment is for somebody else poking a comment over there saying that there is a thing in the thing. So thing. Yeah, thing. Yo. Looper addresses the whole time travel concept without actually trying to give you a real reason to
understand
it.
Wait a minute! I think I know what Looper is.
Oh no. Say it's not true. What is it?
Is it the movie where the guy's hired to kill people and they send him through this time loop continuum thing and they come to him in the past and he shoots the future people?
Spoiler alerts for people, but that was also in the ads. But yes, that is the movie.
Okay. Yes, I really want to see that.
It's a good movie. It's got some good hardcore science fiction in it without hitting you over the head with the science fiction, and if people were to try and think of the physics involved with the time travel and the whole loop, oh, unloop, loop, re-loop, oh, loop, oh, that would kill people with their brains, and they'd be like, I can't deal with this. So they sidestepped that whole issue by not even actually talking about it except to show it, and then show it quickly in the one thing. And I can hear you typing, by the way, Jazzy.
Yes. Sorry.
Dagnabbit! Hey, who's the boss? Hey, there's a boss in the chat room. Hey, boss. I don't know who boss is. I don't know.
I don't know.
He'll eventually, he or she or they will eventually respond, I'm sure. So, speaking back to Oz as well, one of the things that we were mentioning talking earlier is that, and most people really don't know this, there is a Wizard of Oz movie earlier than the Judy Garland movie, which, and I didn't actually ever get to see it.
I never knew that, because I thought the Judy Garland movie was always the original.
And that's what everybody likes to believe. But, as you do the Wizard of Oz IMDb search engine protocol, if you go to the... Okay, where is it? 1925, as opposed to the 1939. 1939 is the Judy Garland one. The 1925 one has Oliver Hardy from the old-fashioned Laurel and Hardy. And most of the rest of these people, I really don't know them. Dorothy was Dorothy Dwan. And I think these people are probably all dead now. I know Oliver Hardy is. But it was a black and white, shorter movie than we would normally be expecting nowadays. And probably less sci-fi, techie, techno, technicalifragilisticexpialidocious type things.
Okay, do they, in the original, the black and white, the very first one before Judy Garland, do they have flying monkeys?
Yes, but they're kind of on ropes.
Hey, wouldn't they both be on ropes in Judy Garland?
Well, the Judy Garland, they did a better job of it.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's weird because people, I find this with most media, mixed media environment stuff, that people don't connect to some of the source material or other alternative parallel material, even though it's out there. And especially in today's information age, where you can say, look up Wizard of Oz and see all the things. Wow, there was a movie before the one that everybody knows. It's funny.
That's just so weird. I always thought it was Follow the Yellow Brick Road and, you know, Judy Garland.
And her little song, whatever, and that dimpled...
The ruby red slippers.
...face at the end of the
thing. There's no place like home.
There's no place like home. Yes, there is. It's called... I'm not saying, because that would be wrong. Well, you wouldn't know if they were ruby slippers or green-skinned witches because... Oh, wait, black and white. Well, I don't like the dead air. Come on, people. Stop with the dead air.
Well, there are zombies everywhere.
Okay. Yes, I'm going to stand up now and I'm going to dance.
Do you guys really hear my...
Yes, Jazzy.
Typing?
Stop it.
Oh, my goodness. Type
quieter.
Sorry.
Mwahahahaha.
I'm really sorry.
Well, I know. Do you know how I know?
Because you can hear it, and because everyone in the chat room is saying click, click, click at me.
And I'm psychotic.
Aha. Uh-huh.
Because I'm like that. I roll that way. There was not a 1910 movie. They didn't have movies in 1910.
What?
Matthew is saying there's a 1910 movie. So I must now... do a little bit of wizardry. And find stuff. Because Because you know what? I use my magic powers for the good of the universe. Oh, there is a Wizard of Oz 1910 movie. Oh, it's one of those weird things. Thirteen minutes. That's a short. It's not a real movie, Matthew. Dude. 13 minute short movie. That's not a movie. That's a cartoon at best. At best. And yes, I did look it up, Matthew. I got it on the IMDb thingamabobby right there. I can even probably watch the movie because it's probably... Oh, there you go. Actually, you can watch the full movie. It's at archive.org with a lot of other wonderfully available free public domain material to watch. Yes. The Hobbit was a cartoon, by the way, EW. I don't know if you know that, but it was. It was a fun cartoon. So... we are going to talk about Looper. Oh, yeah, Looper was good. Because the whole concept of... Sorry, switching channels here. I'm going back from walking away from Wizard. Now moving back to Looper. Like I said earlier, I think the one thing was Bruce Willis felt old in this movie. Not because he is old, but I think he's really trying hard to recapture that truly edgy weirdness from the movie 12 Monkeys. Jazzy, did you ever see that? Hello? Okay. Well, I think Jazzy is gone to go and take care of something. And it'll just be me now. Ha ha! Me and Random. Uh-oh. You guys is in trouble now. Wowzers! Wow, we got a Snookumpook and Bunker Cakes showing up. That's just nifty how they have those names shinking up. So, Bruce Willis, I generally like him in most movies because he's fun. He gets around, does his weird action stuff and all over the place. But he's getting old, and it's showing in his movies. He is old. I know he's old. But, yeah. So we got the whole time travel thing going, and I don't know who was necessarily responsible for the script in this movie, whether or not he was part of it or any of the rest of it, but he just seems that it's getting through to the whole trying too hard still. And it came across that way for me. I mean, I enjoyed the movie. I thought he did a great job being the older guy, and I don't remember the name of the other guy, the younger guy playing. But it worked. And also, tired. But I love the ending. The ending actually really worked for me because it was one of these quirky, oh crap, that's not what I expected. So that I enjoyed. So I'm recommending both movies to watch with expectations to say, not the best in the world, but you know what? Still a better love story than Twilight. Right, Jazzy?
I know.
You have seen that meme, right? About the whole better, still a better love story than Twilight?
Yes, I have seen that.
A lot?
Yes, everyone sends me memes about Twilight.
And you know, every time I find one, I pop it over at you.
Yeah, so does EW.
Well, of course EW does. Robin was the other guy. Robin? What are you talking about, Jack? I think you're on crazy people drugs. That's it. I'm going to find his name so that I don't have to worry. Joseph Gordon-Levitt. Oh my God, I should remember him. That was What's-His-Nut from Thing, wasn't it? Yes. That was What's-His-Nut from Third Rock from the Sun. Holy crap, he grew up. No, Gerg, I don't recommend all the movies. I recommend a bunch of movies. A lot of good movies. A lot of bad movies. some really, really bad movies. And you know the thing that did surprise me in this movie was seeing Piper Perabo in it. It just really freaked me out when I saw her in that. And now we have a honey boo in the chat room. Wow, we have a busy chat room today. Hello, people in the chat room. How goes it?
It's a busy day.
It is a busy day. But, I don't know about what that was going on in there. And now, we are switching gears again, because we have a couple of minutes to go before stage two of tonight's epidemic of Apocalyptica begins and seriously messes up the rest of the reality. We're going to start briefly in on a question. And Jazzy, I hope you're ready and you've done some thinking, because I kind of prepped you a little bit on it.
Yes.
That's who that is. Hey, Alden, long time no see. Glad to see you're here. Why zombies? I want you to give me a few seconds of why do you think zombies are so popular in pop culture right now?
I think zombies now because it was vampires, and now everyone's on the whole, the world's gonna end, kick, and therefore, let's have a zombie attack, too.
Okay, so you think it's just one of the gears in the clutch of pop culture-y type things going on, cycle, changing, moving, just always it's time?
Yeah.
Okay. So
I think it's time for zombies to come around, and then we'll go to werewolves, and then I don't know where else.
Go to werewolves again.
Again, yeah.
Go to mummies again. Go to vampires again. Well, here's the weird thing. Zombies have been they've been subgenre for a long time. They were never truly a popular thing. They kind of did a little bit of pop for a bit, then back down, a little bit of pop for a bit, then back down. And then, I guess within the last, say, 5 years, they've been growing and growing and growing in popularity. It doesn't seem to be showing any sign of rolling back or relaxing back any point. Good points mentioned in the chat room. Because of fear of sickness, reflects society's fears, and I think the society fears thing is going to be really, really, really shown in World War Z, that the interconnected world is so at risk of one simple pin drop circumstance occurring in one little part of the world, blasting past all of the barriers and throughout the rest of the world. Personally, I think the reason that zombies are so popular is that the whole negativity perspective of life, death, the possibilities inherent in what's after, what's before, why people do the things they can do, you can get away with so much by saying, blame it on the zombies. And that, I think, is a greater degree of it. Also, these other points that everybody else is mentioning. Fear! Fear is such a strong thing. But I also think it's a great technique to show a case of story. I love zombie stories because I like to see zombies not as the front and center character, but more as the background. So that's why I like Walking Dead. Walking Dead is not about the zombies. Walking Dead is about the people and the circumstances and the experiences that they're going through. And the zombies are the background filler, part of the natural environment that they have to overcome to survive, just to be. And it showcases the good in people and the bad in people. Whoa. No? Jazzy?
Yes.
Are you staying with me? There will be a test.
Okay. I'm studying for the test.
That's good, because you don't want to fail my tests. Do you know what happens with failure of my tests?
Nope,
not that.
Zombie apocalypse starts.
No, it's already started. Most people don't realize this. Failure, as EW puts it, failure of the testing means eating. And Jack is correct. I also agree with that. Zombie stories are rarely about the zombies. Actually, I said that already. Wait a sec. I heard this already. Is somebody playing things in my head? Really? What? Okay, so we can actually, I've just glommed onto a thought here. This is really cool. So we're looking at mummies, zombies, vampires, werewolves. There's a whole bunch of other critters and things going on in there as well. But if we look at zombies, we look at fear. Raw fear, unbridled, just pure terror. Scary. That's zombies. We look at vampires. That's passion. It's always about unrequited love, or love that's taboo, or love that can't be done because, like, well, he's dead. He can't even get it up, so why the hell would we even think that could possibly happen? That's that. Mummies are about enduring honor, really, because it's about the whole concept of guardianship, because a mummy is a guardian. That's their whole purpose in life, is to just protect. So they're the cops of the afterverse. And then werewolves. I'm still trying to figure out what werewolves are. What are werewolves? They're not really terror. They're... Come on, group. Help me with this. Werewolves, besides being hairy freaks. Yeah, that's true with mummies. Come on. Werewolves are... They don't sparkle.
No, they don't sparkle. They growl. They rip things apart.
Animalistic side. Okay, so if we look at animalistic side, we would not be looking at hunger, because that really is zombies. Zombies is about consumption to the point of all completeness. Werewolves would only eat enough to be satisfied. They don't eat for the sake of eating. They eat because they're hungry. Only. I'm still trying to figure out werewolves. Gotta put out the werewolves. Animal. Beast. The beast. Well, I guess werewolves would be a blend of emotional context there. Call it okay. Yeah, we'll stick with the beast and a blade. Rage! Oh! Yeah! That's good! That's good. I like Gurr. Gurr has a good answer there. Werewolves are rage. Rage. Pure rage.
Pure rage.
That's it. Yep. It's all anger. It's all rage. It's just pure, unmitigated. You know what? Screw you. I'm killing you. Poink! No, that's good. That's got my worldview now. I've got those four set now. And, well, we can probably throw in a bunch of the others for other emotional context as well and have a whole fully rounded out kind of points. And yes, I did just say boink. Yeah, what's wrong with boink? But oinky doink. I can say that one too. And a loinky loink and a hinky a hoink and a dink and a dunk and a dunk doo. Dibbity doo. Dibbity-dibbity-doo, dabba-dabba-dabba-dabba-dabba-dabba-dabba. Do you know what? Speaking of that, there's a type of music called scat. I'm trying to remember the name of the guy, who I can't remember his name. It's like the king of scat.
Ooh, oh, crap. Geez. Oh, why do you have to bring this up now?
He was in the show Night Court. He was Harry's favorite
band. I know who you're
talking
about, too.
Dag Nabbit! I've seen him. I've seen him on stage.
Ralphie D?
No, Ralphie D is not it. However, on that note...
I want you to get up now. I want all of you to get up out of your chairs. I want you to get up right now and go to the window, open it, and stick your head out and yell, I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore! Mad as hell, 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 mad as hell want you to get up now. I want all of you to get up out of your chairs. I want you to get up right now and go to the window, open it, and stick your head out and yell, I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore!
I want you to go to the window and open it and stick your head out and yell, it's after rot time once again!
It's after rot time once again!
So, during the little intermezzo break time that we had there, we've been having this lovely little conversation in the chat room about other monster intermezzos, and currently the big one talking about is Frankenstein. And Alden is, Jack is saying, I think it was Jack. Was it Jack? Don't come back now here. Yes, Jack was talking about how Frankenstein represents the failure of science. I'm saying that Frankenstein is the desire to create perfection, not necessarily achieving it. However, man is constantly driven to the concept of, I want to build something better than me.
I agree with that.
Huh?
I agree with that. I mean, you're trying to make something better. You're trying to... Not only that, but they're trying to bring someone back from the dead, aren't they?
Well, the whole Frankenstein part of it was really about trying to find the solution to life by trying to get rid of the whole concept of having to deal with disease and illness and the frailty of getting old. So Mary Shelley's character wanted to just be, create something that would outlast both himself and society as a general rule, by building something better. Unfortunately, it got away from him. Decided to be not only physically better, but intellectually better. By the way, I'm rereading Frankenstein right now. I have this beautiful book done by... I hate when I forget people's names. Come on, people in the chat room. The artist from Swamp Thing. Tick-tock, 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 do-do-do-do-do-do-do. Tick-tock, 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 tick-tock. Tick. Actually, Make a Human Race. That was a cool story concept in H.G. Wells' Time Machine. Man, I really hate when I can forget people's names. I don't want to reach over there because I'll pull out of something out of the barn. I'll have to Google it now. Damn it.
Uh-oh.
Well, I should be able to find it pretty quickly. I'm pretty sure I know. Bernie Wrightson, that's the one. One of my favorite artists. In comic book land, along with a few others. Bernie Wrightson is beautiful because what he does is all of his artwork, most of his artwork that I like is all black and white sketch art, so it's all very fine pencil work. And he can create so much detail and depth in an image just by having a few lines to go in and shading and everything else. Just stunningly beautiful work. This book is a nice hardcover bound book that has his artwork throughout the book, but it's just the story, Mary Shelley's Frankenstein, with a 10-page introduction by Stephen King. It's an awesome book. It's a beautiful book. I love this book. Oh. Wow. That's not cool. But yeah. So, monsters, the creation of the whole concept of horror as a representation for society's woes and fears and things that we don't want to discuss necessarily, and we as a social being like to... You notice how I did the segue things? Like, I'm becoming like EW, you know, where I can just like flip a switch and just start talking about something else completely?
I've noticed that.
But you see, I do it differently. It's just like random. He's got a projected thing that he's trying to go through. I'm just like, yeah, I'm going to start talking about what I was trying to start talking about 10 minutes ago. Ding! So, back to society. Media represents a lot of, and you can see this, even if you look back into the 50s and watch the types of movies that they had back then, all these giant monster movies. That was the big thing. Giant monster movies. Giant ants, Godzilla, all these other... Huh?
Was the Blob back in the 50s?
The Blob was late 50s, early 60s, I believe. Steve McQueen, man, when he was a young feller. Oh my God, that was freaky. Watching him now, it's freaky. Watching him back then, it was like kind of normal. Because, well, he was young back then. But the Blob, the original Blob, was back then. Speaking of the Blob, one of my favorite movies after that was... I'm freaking Jack out because I jump all over the place and make sure that he has to read new things. Was Killdozer. I want to see how many people in the chat room may remember the movie Killdozer. Come on, people. Come with me. Stay with me now. By the way, Jackie, Jazzy, I won't even ask if you've seen Killdozer.
I've never even heard of it.
Okay. Imagine this, if you will. A bulldozer at a construction site. They're clearing the ground. They're trying to make room for a new building. Bam! This is an 80s movie, by the way. 80s movies were so much fun for the corniest stuff that you could ever possibly think of coming up with. So what they do is they find this meteor. It's just in the ground. Bam! Slams into the meteor and they're trying to get it out. It's like, oh, what the hell? Meteor is actually some kind of being from another planet or something like this. And infects the bulldozer. The bulldozer goes around killing everybody. Yeah! See? Gerg knows it. Ooh, giant eyeballs representing the fear of being watched in surveillance. I like that. Alden, you need to see Killdozer. It's like... Well, it's kind of like Maximum Overdrive, but with less music.
There is a question in the chat
room. What do giant spiders mean?
Yes.
Well, that's a fear of secrets being released.
Really?
Yes. It's a psychological thing. If you go into dream therapy stuff, it's spiders represent secrets. Because spiders, they make a web, they hide things, they collect things, they put things into little packages. And inside our brains, inside our consciousness, in the deep, small little places that we have, that we keep where all the little things we like to think of, we store memory and bits in little packages inside our heads. Virtual packages. And spiders do the same thing. They store their food, they wrap it up in cocoons, and they come back to eat it and enjoy it later. However, giant spiders getting around, fears that you might just lose track of something, that some of that secret information is like, oh my god, somebody just saw me in pajamas.
Oh dear.
I'm not in pajamas, by the way. What would a giant kangaroo be? Belligerence.
I think we're just getting crazy here now.
Well, you mean there was a time when I wasn't?
I think it's spreading to the chat room, though.
That's okay. They're crazy people, too. But speaking of giant eyes, oh, I'm trying to remember. The Green Slime. Was it The Green Slime? Classic 60s movie. The Brain from Planet Aarhus. Night of the Lepus. I have seen that movie. It's a good movie. But The Brain... Oh, man. There was this one movie from the 60s. It was a Japanese movie. I cannot remember the name of it right now. It's freaking me out. But it had these flying brains. They'd break out of the back of somebody's head, and they'd jump onto somebody else's body, and then zip inside their body and take over the brain, eat the brain that's inside it, and replace themselves with themselves. And they'd fly through the air and go... Ooh. I gotta look that movie up.
I have no clue what you're talking about, and it scares me.
That's okay. The Man with Two Brains, by the way, was a great movie with Bruce Campbell. No, that's The Man with the Screaming Brain. The Man with Two Brains was another 70s movie. Awesome. Yes, Steve Martin. Right. Okay. Oh, and by the way, Gerg is crazy. He's planning on riding a motorcycle through a thunderstorm.
Don't do it, Gerg.
He's going to anyways. It doesn't matter. He's a crazy son of a gun when it comes to going to conventions. Oh, yeah, by the way, if anybody's interested, and they're in the Dallas, Texas area, I think it is. Frightmare. That one. Go to that convention. A lot of stuff. A lot of people. Danny Trejo is going to be there. Jazzy's going to say, who's Danny Trejo?
I wasn't going to say it.
You were thinking it.
I was thinking it, yes, but I wasn't going to disappoint and say it.
Have you seen the movie Machete?
No.
What?
No.
Really?
Yes.
Oh my god.
I like my fairy tales.
I don't think Danny Trejo's been in any fairy tale movies.
I like my princess and happily ever afters and...
Well, you would like Oz the Great and Powerful then.
I'm sure I would.
It's definitely that kind of Disney princess type movie. By the way, just so you know, we hate Disney for one reason and one reason alone.
We do?
The Grimm fairy tales. Disney took them and screwed with them. They messed them up.
Yeah.
They changed the concept and made, happy endings. Grimm fairy tales were meant to be moral stories to tell people, say, hey, when you go and accept treats from strangers, guess what? They eat and kill you.
I have, however, watched the TV series once upon a time.
Which TV series? Oh, Once Upon a Time. Yeah, that series.
Once Upon a Time.
And?
I love it.
Okay, and have you watched Grimm, the other series that's pretty much the same premise?
No, I have not. But I guess I will have to.
I haven't seen either of them, and I'm supposed to watch both of them, so I will eventually pick up both of them.
I'm currently watching Game of Thrones.
Game of Thrones is fun. I haven't seen the current
season.
I'm
really liking it. I have not seen the current season either, so if anyone tries to talk to me about the current season, I'm going to go, la 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 la.
Oh, I just go. Oh, speaking of that, if you really want to have a good chuckle, everybody, please listen. This one movie was really, really fun. It's called Bitch Slap. I am not joking, nor am I making it up. It is a real movie.
I'll have to take your word on it.
Did you ever watch Xena, Hercules, the Continuing Journeys, and whatever those shows? Come on.
Maybe at one point when I was younger, and we watched TV as a family.
Okay, well, fine. A lot of the people from those two TV shows are in this movie as cameo appearances. It's just pure hilarious. It's random, violent, over the top, a little bit of TNA, but it's just really. I really.
Did you just read chat room?
No, I didn't.
Oh, okay.
I watched Xena, Fables. Oh, Fables is another one. Oh yes, Fables is a comic book series. Fairest is a better thing. I read the Fairest because it's really fun. EW wasn't watching Xena for the storyline.
No.
Oh, okay.
He wasn't.
Then he's going to enjoy Bitch Slap. Seriously. It is one of these weird-ass movies that's like, okay, I can go with that. These three chicks in hot high heels going around with shotguns, shooting up everything, and not breaking a nail. Awesome. Yes, Lucy Lalas has a cameo appearance in Bitch Slap. Very fun. She plays a nun. And so does Gabrielle. I don't remember her real name. I used to know her real name. I don't remember people's names anymore. Who are you again?
I'm that one girl.
Oh, okay.
She
you're
always
that one
gives
girl?
You cookies, you know?
Wait, cookies? What? Where? Who?
Cookies.
So, I've got a couple of movies to waiting for that we're going to be looking forward to coming out. It's Iron Man 3. Looks fun. Yeah. Bobbleheads came out this week for that. I'm not joking, they did.
Oh, bobblehead.
Yes, bobbleheads.
I was like, wait, what's bobbleheads?
What are bobbleheads?
They're not movies.
No, they're not movies. The merchandise, the memorabilia, the stuff, you know, it's coming out for the movies and stuff.
Yeah, always, the memorabilia.
Yeah,
I was
merchandise.
For some reason thinking there was the movie called Bobbleheads coming out. I was like, what?
No, that's what Bob and Doug McKenzie. Bob and Doug McKenzie. Hey, take off, eh? We ain't going there. However, and then there's Superman 3. No, Superman 2. Superman. Whatever the hell they're calling it. Neil Before Zod. No?
Zod?
And Matthew, yes, I have watched most of season 1 of the, what they call OVA Ghost in the Shell series. I love Ghost in the Shell. Oh, by the way, this is also pertaining back to the earlier discussion about Frankenstein and the pursuit of creating perfection. Ghost in the Shell has one of these weird storylines in the second movie where it's talking about dolls as a metaphor for the creation of perfection, taking human life and moving it one step beyond to creating a perfect being. And that's part of the whole concept in Ghost in the Shell, is that they're trying to create humanity to jump up evolution to become a better thing. Again, moving back on. Man of Steel, that's what Superman, the new movie, is called. I like the look of this movie. It looks fun.
Can't wait.
And Star Trek, The Heart of Darkness. Khan! Even though it's not Khan.
Yeah, I'll leave Star Trek all to you.
What? You know, watching the Star Trek?
Nope.
I'm so sad. So sad. No, watch the Star Trek.
It's all yours.
Okay, you it's all it. Mine. Don't worry, I'll be enjoying that one. And another good movie I'm looking forward to, Pacific Rim. Big giant monsters fighting big giant monsters. Woohoo! Party all the time. Party all the time. Hey, Hellion made it.
Oh, he had Randy's to save the too. World first.
He had to save the world.
Sounds like he had some zombies to feed cookies to me.
I don't know. I think he's trying to save the world again. Okay. Uh-huh. Okay. Did you notice that G.I. Joe also had Bruce Willis in it? I just realized
what happened?
That.
Wait, what?
G.I. Joe. That was last weekend's movie.
Oh, yes.
Bruce Willis was in that too, as an old guy.
An old guy.
But the thing is, he looks pretty much... He's got another Die Hard movie coming out. That's going to be interesting to see because...
Does he really?
Yeah. Sorry, had another movie come out. I haven't seen it yet. Die Hard, Yippee-ki-yay, Mother Russia. That was the whole thing. He's set in Russia somewhere. That ought to be interesting, because if he's old guy and he's looking old in his act, because I can't really see him fighting anymore. His fights are a good couple of body shots, hard, solid shots. That's it. It doesn't seem like he has any rock and roll gymnastics fighting anymore in him.
He probably has a stunt double now.
I'm sure he probably has several stunt doubles. He's a rich feller.
Yeah.
But, well, whatever. So... our zombie philosophy episode, I want to wrap up with a couple of quick things about here, saying, I don't know if humanity realizes it, but they should look at themselves quite a bit sometimes. And that was an oxymoron, I'm sorry I said that way. Humanity should look at it more often, look at itself more often, and look at the problems and the woes and the ills that it creates and it keeps living with, and start thinking about, how best can we fix these problems? You know, we've got all this war, death, disease, all this hatred, all this fear going around in the world. You know what would be better? A zombie apocalypse.
Here, have a cookie.
No. It's too late for that. See, the zombie society...
Have a whole box of cookies?
I have a whole box right over there. Don't worry. We're not starting the apocalypse right now.
Okay.
This is just the thing. Humanity, the living side of it anyways, should just stop and recognize and realize that the zombie condition is really for the better. Because there will be no fear, no hatred, no concern, or, hey, look, that guy's weird. That girl likes flowers. That's weird. So there's none of that, because zombies accept all people for what they are. We don't question them. We don't judge them. We don't look at them as being anything else. They are either one of us or their food. That's it. There is nothing in between. No gradations, no flowery words to say, oh look, that guy, he's a great person. That one over there, he's horrible. In zombie worlds, that's he's person, he's person. He's food. He's one of us, he's one of us. That's it. You know? This is what I'm saying. I think we should get on this. People should join the zombie revolution sooner. What do you think, Jazzy?
I think Devil Monkey!
Devil Monkey! He's everywhere. We're going to make a movie, you know?
I heard.
Yeah, Greg's really pushing that.
Greg already has the Devil Monkey picked out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's got a whole plan on this. Alden has a horrible song he wants to record about zombies being PC. No. Zombies are not PC. PC are zombies. Pretty cool! Did you get what it did there? See it? Did you see it? Huh? Did you see it? So, this is our show After Rot, you know, where we like to rot and eat your face off. That's my new saying, by the way. You like it?
I do.
Rot and eat your face off. That's what I'm saying. We're going to after rot your face off. Yo! Maybe minus the O part. So, after us, guess what's up?
Free pie, come on. We need dessert now.
And... shortly thereafter, they're in?
Mental candy.
And just to recap as well, we have this wonderful thing on the TMV Cafe going on called the Fiesta Time in San Antonio, Texas. If you check out the front page of the tmvcafe.com here. You can see all the details on how to get involved and possibly win yourself a little prize package and other stuff. Oh, four people could win. Look at that. I'm not one of them because I'm not going to be anywhere near there. Not that that's a good or bad thing, but that just happens to be a thing. Wait, what? Are you funny? What?
I don't know. Chat room's off on a tangent.
I really originally read that, "Are you hungry?" And I said, "Yes."
But W is a commodian waiting to be flushed.
What's a commodian?
Waiting to be flushed.
Hmm.
A toilet.
Hmm.
A fancy word for a toilet.
A commode, maybe, but a commodian is not a commode who's a person. Oh, and by the way, the earlier answer to the question I was trying to ask about scat earlier, not to be confused with scat as scatological as far as a part of the human body waste production, but scat as in a type of music, was Mel Torme. I just had to throw that in so that the record was straight.
Are you sure it wasn't Louis Armstrong, the father of scat?
I was talking about Mel Torme. Louis Armstrong, okay. He's a cool dude. I like his music as well. He is the father of scat, but Mel Torme was the dude I was talking about. He was on guest appearances a couple times on Night Court, and I saw him live in stage. And the stage that I saw him on, what twirled. It turned around and around and around, round, round.
That would make me dizzy.
No. You just watch him and the band goes around very slowly. You kind of just sit there in the grandstand, just like watching. Wow, I just realized he's actually 2 feet now to the left. That's weird. It goes like really slow.
Okay. As long as it goes really slow. Because if I were one of the people in the band on there...
I have a joke to throw on now. I just read something in the chat room. I have a joke. Sir, what would Captain Kirk find in his bathroom? Well, if you read the dissertation on standard protocol for the Federation, you would find he would have a standard issue Federation toilet. No, I think you're wrong. I think he would have a captain's log.
Oh, Jesus. No. Boo.
Okay, you have to watch a movie called Fanboys.
I'll pass.
No. It's actually a very good, fun movie. They have that joke in there. But it's about a group of kids who are trying to go and meet George Lucas. And you know what? It's a fun movie. But on that merry note, we are now at the end of our show.
It is time
for
the free pie.
Thanks, everybody, for coming by and playing with us. We enjoy it tremendously. And don't forget, we're going to after rot and eat your face off.
Have a good night.
Night.
Of a big surprise. If you go down in the woods today, you'd better go in disguise. For every bear that ever there was will gather there for certain, because today's the day that teddy bears have their pick.